checking now, he repeated sarcastically. Why the hell didn't he check before? Why didn't he keep track of him?
I don't know, Gennaro said.
He's not showing up, Arnold said a moment later. What do you mean he's not showing up? He's not on the monitors. Motion sensors aren't finding him.
Hell, Muldoon said. So much for the motion sensors. You see Grant and the kids? Motion sensors aren't finding them either.
Well, what are we supposed to do now? Muldoon said.
Wait, Arnold said.
Look! Look!
Directly ahead, the big dome of the aviary rose above them. Grant had seen it only from a distance. Now he realized it was enormous, a quarter of a mile in diameter or more. The pattern of geodesic struts shone dully through the light mist, and his first thought was that the glass must weigh a ton. Then as they came closer, he saw there wasn't any glass, just struts. A thin mesh hung inside the elements.
It isn't finished, Lex said.
I think it's meant to be open like that, Grant said.
Then all the birds can fly out.
Not if they're big birds, Grant said. The river carried them beneath the edge of the dome. They stared upward. Now they were inside the dome, still drifting down the river. But within minutes, the dome was so high above them that it was hardly visible in the mist. Grant said, I seem to remember there's a second lodge here. Moments later, he saw the roof of a building over the tops of the trees to the north.
You want to stop? Jim said.
Maybe there's a phone, or motion sensors. Grant steered toward the shore. We need to try to contact the control room. It's getting late. They clambered out, slipping on the muddy bank, and Grant hauled the raft out of the water. Then he tied the rope to a tree, and they set off through a dense forest of palm trees.
Aviary.
I just don't understand, John Arnold said, speaking into the phone. I don't see the wrecks, and I don't see Grant and the kids anywhere either.
He sat in front of the consoles and gulped another cup of coffee. All around him, the control room was strewn with paper plates and half-eaten sandwiches. Arnold was exhausted. It was 8 a.m. on Saturday. In the 14 hours since Nedry destroyed the computer that ran Jurassic Park, Arnold had patiently pulled systems back online, one after another.
All the park systems are back and functioning correctly. The phones are working. I've called for a doctor for you.
On the other end of the line, Malcolm coughed. Arnold was talking to him in his room at the lodge.
But you're having trouble with the motion sensors? Well, I'm not finding what I'm looking for. Like the wrecks? He's not reading at all now. He started north about 20 minutes ago, following along the edge of the lagoon, and then I lost him. I don't know why, unless he's gone to sleep again.
And you can't find Grant and the kids?
No.
I think it's quite simple, Malcolm said. The motion sensors cover an inadequate area.
Inadequate? Arnold bristled. They cover 92% of the land area, I remember, Malcolm said.
But if you put the remaining areas up on the board, I think you'll find that the 8% is topologically unified, meaning that those areas are contiguous. In essence, an animal can move freely anywhere in the park and escape detection by following a maintenance road or the jungle river or the beaches or whatever.
Even if that were so, Arnold said, the animals are too stupid to know that.
It's not clear how stupid the animals are, Malcolm said.
You think that's what Grant and the kids are doing?
Arnold said.
Definitely not, Malcolm said, coughing again. Grant's no fool. He clearly wants to be detected by you. He and the kids are...